You are listening to
Worldwide Engineering.
Worldwide Engineering.
Worldwide Engineering.
Worldwide Engineering.
Hello, Worldwide Engineers. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Leon, and it is my pleasure to have you meet two Silicon Valley-based entrepreneurs on today's podcast. Robert and Richard Rizik are two brothers and are the founders of Blackbox, which is a company that has the potential to completely revolutionize the way we consume content on the internet. Blackbox has been selected by Stanford University as one of the top tech startups in the US that is developing a cutting-edge product. It has also been seen and used by some of the world's most influential people, including Snapchat CEO Evan Spiegel and Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. This was definitely a good one. I'll be seeing you on the very other side. Richard Robert, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. You know, we're talking a bit behind the scenes. The conversation was going really well.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this podcast. We've been seeing you really have great content. I think that's the reason why a lot of engineers are following what you're doing, and we look forward to having this conversation.
Yeah, the first time I met both of you, out of coincidence, it was like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
We were at WeWork.
Yeah.
We started talking, and just from what you guys were talking about, were saying about your business,
yeah.
I was like, I need to have those two guys on the podcast to share with us some of the things you're working on. So for those of you who don't know you, can you tell us a bit about each one of you individually, your background?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
So I'm Robert. I'm the CEO of Blackbox, co-founder. So the founding team behind Blackbox were three brothers, all engineers that started the company together. So a bit of background, originally from Lebanon. 15 years ago, a war broke out in Lebanon. Escaped the country. Got offered scholarships to study engineering at the best schools here in Canada. Had successful experiences both in engineering and in management. And since we're young, we're building products together, technology together. So we've been very passionate about entrepreneurship and technology. And approximately 18 months ago, it was the right time to start our own company. So we're very fortunate about what we're doing. And Richard can tell you more about it.
Yeah, so like the choice for us to, you know, go on and to be involved in Blackbox, what it is today, it's really, we like as brothers, we're building things constantly together, but it was not even like as a conscious choice of, you know, we want to build a company together. It mm-hmm. was just a common problem that we had, a common problem that a lot of, you know, our friends had that, you know, you see something, we consume a lot of video or a lot of content, and you know there's this explosion of content that, you know, everyone is witnessing today, and the challenge is really becoming more and more how to filter it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really what you're doing. You're providing great value for your audience by, you know, filtering this noise and, you know, just giving some of the key insights for your audience. And for us, like this problem just grew, you know, more mm-hmm. and more over the years, and like with more access to media as much as possible, with YouTube, with all this content that's available out there, we constantly follow like entrepreneurship content, business content, technology content, leadership content, all of these things. And really we found like there was no existing product that, you know, allowed us to be able to digest it effectively, to consume what's out there. And, you know, it started from just a basic product that we just wanted on an individual level, and started building like the first iterations, seeing how this, you know, how it would benefit for us. And, you know, we found that we tapped onto a much bigger need than mm-hmm. just a personal use that we had initially.
So what is Blackbox in a sentence? How can you describe your company?
We instantly summarize videos. So let's suppose you're watching a tech report that is an hour long. With Blackbox, you can get 5-minute summary about it. Not only that, we enable you also to search inside the video. So today you can search available metadata, which is the title, the dates, or manual tags attached to the file. But what if you want to search something that was explicitly discussed inside the video and you're not able to do it today? The way that people are doing it is either by summarizing the content manually or scrolling back and forth to get to the desired information. And really what makes Blackbox unique is its ability to instantly summarize videos and search information inside video files. So this is a brief description of it. There is much more related to the technology that we're building, but this synthesizes pretty well.
So does it work like a search engine where people type in certain keywords and then the video, your algorithm?
Exactly.
It breaks down the video and it understands it.
Yeah.
How complex and how smart is your technology?
Absolutely. So there's actually, for some of your listeners that would be, you know, curious to just look it up and see what it is about, there's a 3-minute demo that is available on the website. So it's on useblackbox.com.
Mm-hmm.
They can look it up. It's a short demo. They'll be able to see it, a longer demo to it and the product actually. First off, we made it as simple as one push of a button to import any video. So let's say you're on YouTube, you're watching, let's say, the Apple keynote, mm-hmm. right? So this is like a 2-hour probably long content that takes a lot of time for you to really like just digest it and see what are the key highlights there. So if you're on YouTube, you're doing this with one push of a button, there's a Chrome extension, you'll be able to click this and just process it on Blackbox, and Blackbox will be able to identify the key topics and the key highlights to it. So that's number one. Number two, once you do this and you're on, like, let's say the web version of Blackbox, we really rebuilt the video player. So for us, we saw that any existing video player had a lot of limitations. So any control that you used to have on it is simply play, pause, fast forward, jump to the next video in line. So you had really limited controls. The interaction between the user and the video player was very, very limited. Mm-hmm. So for us, we added a search box that is within your video player so that you can type in not only keywords, which is would be kind of the basic Control F or Command F that everyone knows on a text document. This is just a basic level that a lot of people are finding very, you know, great value in. Mm-hmm. But what was even more interesting to deliver for users is not just this basic Command F or Control F. It was about allowing users to maybe ask a full question like, what are some of the new releases on the iPod, on the iPad, or on the latest iOS version? So really asking a full question and not just, you know, seeing, you know, unrelevant, like results that are not very relevant, really being able to narrow down to 3 results, let's say, that they are the most relevant results that answer this question. So it's a combination of a search engine on video that allows you to do this on a single video file. And then also what is even more exciting is once you have on your Blackbox account multiple files, it becomes that much more challenging to just narrow down interesting information. So you can do this also on multiple files at once. Either it's on a search or on a summarization sandboard. So it's batch summarization and batch search on all your files. So really, like, the demo does a much better job than I'm doing right now.
You're doing a pretty good job.
I'm probably making it more complex than it is. But we really took kind of an obsessive focus on making the UI really as simple as possible to the non-technical users, even though a lot of our users are engineers, are people in the tech space, actually. We really made it as simple as possible to access Blackbox on a web version through a Chrome extension, on your iPhone, on your Android. So now it's really cross-platform. We're excited about this. This is we're announcing, we actually just in the past few days, we're announcing that the mobile version is available. So we're taking, you know, a deep focus on making sure that it is accessible for everyone. You don't have to be, you know, a developer to understand how to use such a technology. You can just be, you know, an engineer that's working on your day-to-day job. You can be a founder of a startup. You can be an executive as a startup. Really, like, we really wanted to make sure that, you know, an average user will be able to use it.
It's interesting how what you were saying, how your algorithm goes beyond keyword searches.
Yep.
So I can just imagine the level of technology and AI that's integrated into your program where it actually learns what the video is about. So for example, let's say Tim Cook is announcing the latest iPod.
Exactly.
Tim Cook might not say, here are the latest features of the iPod.
100%.
But if you were to type this in the keyword search, in the search bar, you would get it. You would get an answer from that.
Exactly.
So what are the technologies you've used to build Blackbox?
Exactly. These are machine learning models that we built in-house to allow for the user to be able to do, this is contextual search. So to use more the technical terminology, we're doing, it's query-based summarization. And it's the natural language understanding for us to be able to do the the default summarization of all the content. So for us, we're enabling the user, we can provide a default summary for the users that this is kind of the generic highlights that Blackbox provides, but also the user can do a query-based summarization. So maybe you don't want to get all the highlights on every single topic mm-hmm. that is within this 2 hours, you know, video. Maybe you just want to summarize only things related to the iPod, mm-hmm. only things related to the iPad, things, you know, on every single topic, you'll be able to do this. And one of the exciting things also for us was not only being able to deliver on these features, but also one of the key things that make this a successful use case for a user is just the basic speed of processing. So mm-hmm. if this technology would be useless today, if you were to click on the button of summarization, like on your Chrome extension, and wait like 2 hours mm-hmm. to get a summary or to get an answer around something. So for us, we knew from the beginning that this has to work, but not just like on any speed of processing, it has to work with, you know, very fast speed of processing. So for us, we made it less than 5 seconds to process a full video and mm-hmm. to be able to do these kind of advanced searches on it and advanced summarization. And one thing that is going to be announced very soon, we're going to be releasing it driven from a lot of users' demand. It is, so far as it is described, is that the user is doing this kind of manual job of, you know, clicking on a video, clicking on a mm-hmm. on an article, let's say, and processing it through Blackbox. So it's a very manual process. The shift that we're going to be doing very soon is that you'll be able to connect to different sources mm-hmm. so that you don't have to do this kind of manual job every time, like there's a new video from Apple, for you to manually go there, click, you know, I want to get the summary, and then just get the summary only about this video. So we're doing this job for the user, so they'll be able to narrow down their sources. They can pick up, they say, like, I just want to get everything from Bloomberg Technology, and I want to get, you know, updates on it. But if I'm on the phone, I want to get notified, like if there's a new summary that I can access. So you're just sitting there as a user, and you're really getting these highlights, you know, brought to you by Blackbox.
So it becomes like your Google feed, you know, your Google yep. news feed, yep. but on steroids. Exactly. So it's like really personalized for you.
Exactly. Yep. And like Google feed would provide you with the full, for example, let's talk about the Google News, for example, feed. They would provide you with the full articles about from a specific source, for example, TechCrunch, mm-hmm. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, etc. The difference between this and Blackbox is that with Blackbox, you would get a feed of summaries, whereas... and you won't need to consume the full scope of the article or the video, because also we applied the same models on text-based documents, whether it's yeah. articles, report. This is one of the latest releases that we did. And our goal is really to be able to make sure that users consume effectively the information that they need, but let's suppose they're using a product where they need to consume the full video or they need to consume the full article, you would be limited by the time that you have. So with Blackbox, you're going to be able to consume 10 times more information within the same amount of time. And this is why we're building this, because we're always saying, if I had 2 more hours of time every day, I would be interested in learning more about this topic. So with this technology that we're building, we're enabling the users to gain much more time in terms of access to information and digest this information more effectively.
And just one quick thing also, that was really brought from a lot of users. We also had the chance to discuss this with you, I think, in the past few days. We're adding very soon, also along with the set of feature release, the podcast integration. Mm. So this is like this one unique use cases as we're doing right now. Like this is a, you know, an interesting conversation. There you had a lot of interesting conversations with leaders, either from the tech field, from the business field, especially in engineering. This has been the main set of speakers that have been on this show. But basically, you know, there's so much content in these mm-hmm. hour conversation or 30 minute or 45 minute that imagine if your audience will be able to like research, you know, and just narrow down a set of segments in these podcasts and be able to just listen to these pieces of content. So instead of waiting for like 1 hour from beginning to end, most likely what we've really been able to gather from the insights that we've had so far is that people, when they are able to control how they want to consume the content, they are much more likely to consume actually the full content instead of just, mm-hmm. Listening to 5 minutes or 10 minutes of it. If you give them control to what pieces of the content that they want to look for. But by having this control, they're going to, you know, find themselves after maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes, actually listening to everything, but in the actual sequence that they want, in the actual priority that they want. And that makes like a whole different experience for the users that are consuming content.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So from what I understood, you both were based in Montreal before, and then you decided to found the company in San Francisco.
Exactly.
So you had to travel, start a new life, build a new network, build new friendships, to be based in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So I'm curious.
I wouldn't double down so much on friendships, given the work that we're focusing on so much. Yeah.
But then, what drove you to make that decision instead of incorporating in Montreal, which is a pretty decent tech hub, going all the way to San Francisco?
So really the premise of us making the move to San Francisco was really driven by the fact that all the major companies that we're using today, their products are based over there. The ecosystem that was built over several decades is so deeply available over there that it gives anyone that's positioned and that's located over there an advantage, not only because of the access to capital,
mm-hmm.
but also access to knowledge, access to talent. And it's one thing to be present in a city where only maybe 1% of its engineers are launching companies, and being present in a city where you would meet a startup founder every time you're interacting with someone, whether it's a coffee shop, whether it's in co-working spaces or events. So over there, just by being present in this city, it gives you access to the capital, gives you access to the talent, gives you access to the knowledge. And being present in a city where everyone is focused on building great products, it gives you this drive also to focus on what you're doing. We didn't need this drive. We're extremely driven people. We believe in what we're doing, but we encourage everyone that is passionate about building a great company to start, whether they are starting it in any city in the world, but really to take the leap and to start building their own company. Being present over there would not make the success of it. You would make the success. And if you are driven individual, if you believe in what you're doing, and if you keep working hard on your idea, on your company, talking to the users, talking to your customers, mm-hmm. knowing what you're building is bringing value to them, this would make things extremely successful. And
you're about to inflate the price of real estate in
San Francisco. No, as I'm saying, I'm saying anyone with the will, without the talent, anyone with the will would be able to build it anywhere in the world. You have great examples of companies that were built in great cities, in the US, in Canada, in Europe, in Asia. The location doesn't make the impact as much as the will of the people. But if you combine the will and the drive of the people and the advantage of being located in a great city, this would give you a sort of an edge. So just like if you want to be in the acting business, just the fact that you're located in Hollywood
mm-hmm.
would give you the ability to meet producers, be part of casting.
Yeah.
This is a hub, this is an ecosystem that would facilitate things, but by no means this means that it's easy.
A lot of times, actually, I've read a study, it was done for the medical industry, and they noticed that just by having your street address, a certain address, will increase the amount of investment you get. So for the medical industry, if your street address is, let's say, 12 Oxford Street, your chances of getting investment is higher than if you were like some random street. You know, it applies to the same thing.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with the study. I wouldn't allow myself to comment on it. But what I'm confident about is that anyone that is working hard on their company or in their jobs, anyone who wants to become the best in what they're doing, it requires a lot of time, it requires a lot
mm-hmm.
of patience, and it requires a lot of willingness to receive no's consistently every day, but keep pushing. At the end of the day, the hard work will pay off. personally, we work from, we wake up every day at 4:30 in the morning, work until 11 or midnight. So this is what we follow as discipline. And we know that what we're building, we believe in what we're building as being a $10 billion company in the next 10 years. And we're extremely focused and disciplined in our execution. So I would say anywhere in the world where you are, anyway, I'm not in any position to giving any advice to anyone. A lot of people are smarter than, there's a lot of smart people in the world. But what I want to say is, if you have the drive, if you have the willingness to succeed, and if you believe in what you're doing, you'll be able to succeed.
So how are you guys funded? How do you make privately, self-funded? How does it work?
No, we have invested our own savings, but also we have a group of investors that are investing in Black Box.
Okay, so what are the upcoming rollouts you're going to be making for Black Box?
Yeah, so really the exciting features that we've been working hard at is we've reached this kind of cross-platform state of the product, which is really exciting, so that any users that is on any platform can access to the Black Box product and the Black Box technology. That's really, really exciting. For us, it was very much exciting to be able to put it on mobile, mm-hmm. because like there's no reason to just limit this technology to have it only on desktop. And like there's no need to be, you know, limited to this platform. Mobile, we believe this is going to be a key platform to allow users to be on. Everyone is on the move all the time, and being able to just get a summary of something while you're, you know, either traveling or you're on your way to work or things of this nature. But from a feature standpoint, what we're going to be releasing is a few things. Is that the podcast is something we're really excited about. We're going to test it out. We're going to see what users think about it. But so far, really, what people can do today on Black Box is that they can instantly summarize any video that they want from YouTube. It's connected to any platform. It's connected to YouTube, to Dropbox. Some of the tech users in the tech space, they have something called Pocket. Mm-hmm. So a lot of users, they save while they're browsing, they save content from YouTube, from Medium, from articles that they're coming across. They save them all on Pocket. So they'll be able to do with one push of a button to import everything onto Black Box and get those summaries there. So so once again, like the exciting releases are the podcast. We're going to be testing it out. We're going to be also rolling out the feed system, so that you don't have to do any manual process on Black Box. You'll be able to just sit there and get notified about some exciting summaries that you might be interested in based on the sources that you've picked as a user. So I would really encourage anyone who's listening that's just curious to check it out. It's useblackbox.com. They'll be able to sign up, put their email in, and we have one of our onboarding specialists that is amazing at providing a great onboarding session. They'll be able to get a full tour. The listeners from Worldwide Engineering will get a free month to just use it as much as they want. And we do a follow-up session after 2 weeks to check in with our users and to see how's the experience so far. But we look forward to hearing from if any one of your listeners will be connecting. We'll be making sure that they get a great experience on Black Box.
Awesome. Robert, Richard, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
We appreciate it.
It was great having you both.